This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Mesa County's top elections official, who faces felony charges related to an equipment security breach, won't be arrested for recently traveling outside the state without a judge's permission. But CPR's Bench of Berkeley reports the court ordered Tina Peters to be more careful going forward.
Peters' main lawyer took the blame for the situation. He said he failed to see the judge's order prohibiting out-of-state travel and so didn't notify Peters before she left for Nevada earlier this week. Judge Matthew Barrett said he would follow his general practice of allowing a second chance when it comes to bond violations, but he called the mistake unfathomable and said he wouldn't be so lenient a second time. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A basketball league that's holding its championship in Denver today aims to raise mental health awareness within the military community. The Military Basketball Association was founded in 2017 to combat stigma around PTSD and promote suicide prevention among soldiers. Mike Meyer is the commissioner.
It's impactful, and so we've got to start, you know, combating those harmful behaviors with positive things that are in everyone's community and at every military installation.
13 basketball teams were competing for a trophy this weekend. Today's championship will be played at MSU Denver's Auraria Event Center. And the Colorado Rockies won their fifth game in a row last night, beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-0. This is CPR News and KRCC.